KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies and 69 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 78. Winds out of the south becoming northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Radar shows some very light scattered shower activity just off to our west and some more moderate activity along the I-80 corridor, north-central Pottawatomie County, around the Walnut and Avoca areas, and then further up to the north. All that precipitation is pushing off to the east with a slight drift to the northeast. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, members of the Atlantic City Council have a lot on their plate for this Wednesday evening's meeting. One of the action items before them is a resolution of support for the Cass County Board of Supervisors to invest in public safety and first responders' communications infrastructure and equipment. City Administrator John Lund said the resolution does not in any way bind the council to pay for the equipment, which would include a communications tower and or equipment. Late last month, the Board of Supervisors held lengthy discussion with regard to the Iowa Statewide Interoperable Communications System, or ISICS, which is designed to provide public safety agencies, first responders, schools, and utility workers in the state with better connectivity. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren told the supervisors that public safety in and around Atlantic and the people who serve in and around Atlantic are unhappy with the communications that they have with the current system. The Atlantic Police Department and Cass County Sheriff's Office have utilized the system since late summer, early fall 2020. And while it has provided much clearer and more reliable coverage in rural parts of the county, thanks to the strategic placement of towers here and in adjacent counties, there is still a large dead area of reception in Atlantic for the use of portable radios because they have trouble reaching the tower a mobile radio could reach. Supervisors had asked McLaren and Atlantic Police Lieutenant Devin Hogue and others in emergency services to approach their respective city officials and municipalities of Cass County and learn what support there is for bonding for ISICS infrastructure if it's a good investment. Lieutenant Hogue said an enhancement tower that would boost overall coverage and provide radio coverage suitable for public safety use should be located in the city of Atlantic. Motorola has proposed using the existing AMU water tower on 22nd Street to build an enhanced communication system. The cost of a new tower is roughly $3 million. In other business, the council will act on granting a sanitary sewer system connection to 60499 Glacier Road. The site location is too far from the city limits to annex, just like the location the council approved a connection for at 60365 Glacier Road during their last meeting. The council will also act on appointing Heather Santee Brown to the Housing Committee and an order to close selected streets on October 9th for the 6 p.m. Atlantic Firemen's Parade on that date. The City Council Wednesday will recognize three city employees for their 10 years of public service. Chad Silence with the Street Department, John Lund, who started as an assistant to the city administrator, and Lieutenant Devin Hogue, who began as a patrolman with the Atlantic PD. And finally, Mayor Dave Jones Wednesday is expected to announce that Halloween trick-or-treating in the city will be held Sunday, October 31st from 5 until 7:30 p.m. The City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board of Directors will meet at 5:15 p.m. Monday at the East Ridge Park Gazebo. That's at 1630 East 22nd Street, or 22nd and Redwood Drive, if you will. During the meeting, the board will act on matters pertaining to the Schilberg Rec area. That'll be primarily an update. Produce in the park, a YMCA pool memorandum, pool upgrades, the Cedar Park basketball court, a recycled plastic park bench, and the Lions Club pancake feed. In his report to the board, Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen will discuss this past Saturday's Jugafest in Atlantic, along with adult art in the park, some cement slabs for tables and benches, recreational items checked out, and the Cedar Park basketball court. Bryant will also note the flower beds are blooming and the owl nesting box location has been identified. The board's next regular meeting will be held 5:15 p.m. on October 18th in the council's chambers at City Hall. At least three area school district boards of education will meet this evening in separate sessions. The first at 5:30, the Griswold School Board will meet at the high school conference room. Some topics up for discussion and or action include the consideration and approval of a compensation package and consideration of the inability to secure a third football coach, discussion and possible action on COVID-19 protocols, and the district's return to learn plan. Also, they'll act on approval of the 2022-23 Corner Conference Agreement, approval of modifications to the school calendar for special basketball events, and more. The Elkhorn-Kimbleton School Board meets this evening evening at 6 o'clock in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building. Some of the items on their agenda for discussion and possible action include the Return to Learn Plan, a request for proposal with regard to banking, approving fundraising events for FFA, middle school, high school tag, and the elementary Spartan store, as well as the hiring of Maria Hughes and Drew Buckholt as paraeducators, Steve Humphrey, bus driver, and Cody Parmalee, speech. They'll also act on the recognition or resignation of bus driver Tanya Lozano at the Elkhorn Skimbleton School meeting. And the Audubon School Board meets at 7 p.m. tonight in the high school boardroom. They're set to act on several matters, including approval of a bus bid, a DMAC observation contract, a canvass of votes from the September 14th special election, a sidewalk project easement, and some personnel matters. In his report to the board, Audubon Superintendent Eric Traeger will provide an update on the building project, financial information, school board AEA board election, and mask mandates, along with a transportation report. That's a check of the news this hour. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.